with prefaces this year,
some of you might surmise or not surmise, the conversation that was had in the Beis Medrash here on Shabbat afternoon at the Daf Yomi. And I decided that after having this discussion, that I'd like to speak about the story of a horse. I'd like to quote an Adam Gadol who said the following parable. He said that there's a horse that a farmer owns. And this farmer for 10 years fed this horse oats promptly at 5 p.m. every single day. Bahi Hayoin. The farmer has guests. And the farmer's guests take a little bit of his time. And he has to feed his guests. And he's being machin sayrich. And it comes 5 p.m. and the horse wants to know where his oats are. At 5:03, the horse has decided, the farmer has eaten my oats. Doesn't have the cheshbon from Chafnasas Archim. Maybe the master is busy. Maybe the farmer is busy. The farmer ate my oats. Why does the horse think the farmer ate my oats? Because all the horse knows is oats. He doesn't know if Machnosis Orchim. He doesn't know what the farm is involved in. But there have been Gadol gesagt about himself. Us understanding Gedolim, Gedolei Torah, Amolei Torah, people with Reina Machshavos that are Kulei Torah, we are a bunch of fairies. Because to ascribe our logic, our understanding, our influences on Gedolei Torah is being a horse. So, I'd like to talk about, and by the way, Rabbi Yisrael, there's no shtender here. I'm in the stable with you. We're all in the stable together, Rabbi Yisrael. So I'd like to talk about a mitzvah in the Torah that is tread upon very, very frequently. Okay? There's no mitzvah not to be a horse. But there is a mitzvah of mitzvah l'shmoya, mitzvah tof tzad yihei in the Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvah l'shmoya michol bezdin ha-gadol she-yamdu lo-en l'yuschol b'chol z'man. So everybody, I'm sure your antennas are up. Bezdin ha-gadol. Bezdin ha-gadol s'ap-hei v'nayin alef. Lushka ha-gozes. Mitzvah l'shmoya. But I'd like to read to you, this Sefer HaChinuch is very, very long here. And the next mitzvah, with the Sefer HaChinuch talks, is shaloi l'hamreis al-ti bezdin ha-gadol she-yamdu l'yuschol. A person shouldn't defy what the Beis Medrash says. And I'd like to read to you what the Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Tov Tzadivov. The two mitzvahs back to back. Says the Chinuch. He talks about Mitzvah Sasei, Mitzvah Loi Sasei, Takonas, Chachomim, Purim, Chanas, all the different things. V'chein v'ma shekibu halacha l'moshe misinei. The Azay Yoinu Zechroinim Livracha, Sheyes Asay, the Lois Asay the Dom. The Imbeinian Hazay Nechlak Echor Haroi Lohiro. And if in this Indian, someone who's right to pass him, the Mashiach of Zoyne Chorus, which you go so happens, Alvaisin Agodo, And he argues on the Shenaseh Bozeh Zokin Mamre. This man Shenidin Din Mufashis. In the time when they were dining Mufashis, the passing Fakert, he's a Zokin Mamre. Terrible offense. Bezehu Oimron, Zichronim Levracha. This is what Chazal said. Afilu Yoimru Lecha Al Smoil Shehi Yemin. Even if they tell you that the left is right. Kloimar. Shekachi Amitzu Shalonu. May other in our Torah Yisbara. We have to believe the Gedolim. The Lo Yoimer Bala Machloikis. Heich. Atila Atzmi. Vani Yoidei Pevadei Shehem Toyim. I know they're mistaken. I know better. Says the Chinuch an unbelievable thing. She'afilu yihye kein, even if they're mistaken. Yihye kein, hu mitzvah lahamimah. It's a mitzvah lahamimah. Hashufa. You're right. We're right. They're wrong. And he goes on and he discusses how when the Hegas Mitzvazu, the Indian Zokin Mamre, this man Abayas, Ul the Indian Hachir Oleinu, the Chinuch says, Lishmoy, the Dibre Chachmeinu, Hakadmoinim, Vel Gidoilenu, the Chachmes Hatayru, the Shaytainu, Shabidoi Renu, in our door, where there's no place on Mikdosh, the Hegas Bechol Mokim, the Chol Zman, the Schor Mumrikims. So, let's get the facts on the table. The Moine Ha Mitzvahs from the Gedolei of Rishonim, the Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch, that there's a Mitzvah Zaseh and a Mitzvah Moises. Now, Sefer was a small shoe, you know, a little shoe smile. It wasn't the Chacham, the Gedolei. And I'd like to go by them. Here's a Rambam. The Rambam, there are a few Rambams. But before, I read this Rambam. The Rambam is an Igeres Taimon. The long Igeres to the people in Yemen. But I'd like to read the Lashon HaRambam. Vida. You should just know. Ki kimoishi notzel hasumo. Just as a blind man is saved. Bihisho anoi al hapikeach belechtei achara. When he leans on a person with sight, when he walks with him. He knows himself. A blind man knows he's blind. And he needs a seeing eye dog. He needs a person that has eyes to lead him. A chayla who doesn't know medicine. The person's not a doctor. What does he do? Where does he go to? Yeshama yatzasa reifesh yenge. Yadjicheyo. He doesn't know what's going to kill him. Things that are going to heal him. Amatzilim. The Yishma la'atzosay. Kol mashi yoyim aloy. He'll listen to everything the doctor says. Doctor says you have a disease. You listen to the doctor. Now listen to the Rambam. And mind you, Rabbi Say, I don't mind saying, the Rambam is the most, I hate to say it, it sounds secular, the most rational of Rishonim. The man who was the doctor to the Egyptian hierarchy, the Egyptian monarchy. The Rambam says like this. Kol mashiyon kemoikein roi lahamoin. It is roi for the hamoin am. Limsor mishantam al hanevim. To give their king. Mishantam is something you lean on. To the Nevi'im, Balei Ha'inayim, Hamatim. V'day lohem, v'mashi yilamdu lohem. Listen to the Nevi'im. Shehasvara haploinis emes. This logic is right. V'hasvara haploinis ein emes. V'achrei ha'Nevi'im. We don't have Nevi'im. Ha'chachomim. And who are the Chachomim? Ha'choykrim, v'roitim, yoimon v'leilois, ha'svarois v'hadeyos. The ones that learn yoimon v'leilo. The Sforos and Deus Kidei Sheyedu Ezemehem Emes Ve'ezemehem Shof. Not just Nevi'im. Gedolim. Gedolim who sit in the Smedrash not for 5 years, not for 10 years, not for 20 years, for 50 years, being moist to themselves to Klal Yisrael, to know what's the right Sfor, what's the wrong Sfor. What's the Rashba's Svara? What's the Rambam's Svara? That's something that clarifies the mind. That puts them on par with Nevi'im. And clapping those people, we're blind. We are blind. And it's something that we have to know hashkafically. That there are Gedolim. And those Gedolim are people who have a clarity of Das. Because they have the clarity of the Torah. And the Torah is unadulterated truth. I'd like to tell you over that Rabbi Abraham J. Twersky wrote an article, and in his article he wrote about Das Torah. And when he wrote about Das Torah, he said, he defined Das Torah as the Das of people that are not influenced by outside secular forces. Unadulterated true Torah knowledge. And the person wrote back a letter to the editor, to him, about his article, and discussed, even the Rambam, the rational man, sciences, the Rambam talks about Rafua, talks about all the sciences. The Rambam had studied so much. And Rabbi Abraham J. Twersky, who is a PhD, who is a master of psychology, a PhD, a doctor of psychology, who's a master of addiction therapy, he was a brilliant, brilliant man. And he said the following thing. I don't know what to tell you, but I know when I have questions that I can't answer, and I go to the Gedolim, I see a whole different thought process. I see a whole pure, unadulterated thought process. Clarity. And that's something we have to realize. We have to realize that in a way, in a real way, we're all affected by what goes on around us. And we're not so shakua. We don't have that clarity that the Torah brings. Halavai, we should all come to that. But that's something that we have to understand. We have to understand. And it's a mitzvah in the Torah. There's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah say. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. A lot to go against. I'd like to read another Rambam. The Rambam says, and I think this story is Mamash Rambam. Choyli haguf. People that are sick. Sometimes a person could be physically ill. Toyamim hamar is the Rambam is in Hilchos Deis Perek Shein. The first halach. A person who's a choyli haguf can be toyamar mosuk. He could taste something bitter, right? And it's sweet. I remember the first time I drank beer. What is this? Right? It's bitter, right? But you can acquire a taste. Yeah. Single malt scotch. Yeah. All these things. But we're talking only about Chalei. Where a person can have something, like, he can taste something bitter, it's really sweet. Well, the other way around. He tastes something sweet, it's really bitter. He has desires. There are people who could have a desire to eat something that's really not even royal akila. Tivan ha'ofer ve'hapechem. V'soynei ha'macholos ha'toivim. And this person could hate good things that taste good. Tivan ha'pas ve'habosim. Ha'kol if you roi v'hafoyli. It depends on the disease. A person can have a distorted, what the Rambam is saying is, physically a person can have a distorted taste, sense of taste. I don't mean that about beer and scotch. I'm just putting them up. Kach b'nei Adam. Shemach sheseyem choylois. A person can have a choylia nefesh. There's no good thing if he doesn't know. But oyevim adeyes arayis. He likes sayes arayis. It feels to him. Bad das. Bad ideals. Bad evil. Hashkofis. They don't like the good Torah. Rambam is so beautiful. He's great. With that line. That's the Chalei HaNefesh. Chalei HaNefesh. They don't like the Derech HaTorah. What does Mis'atzlim mean? They're too lazy. That's not Chalei HaNefesh itself. It's tough. It's not easy to toe the right road. It's not so easy to be good. It's very gratifying at the end. It's a lot of pain you got to go through. Misatzlim l'malach hezbol. V'hikveid alayim. It's heavy. It's too heavy for them. L'malach l'fi chalyam. Because they're sick from this. It's a sickness. In the neshama.
וכן ישעיהו אומר, באנשים הללו, הווי האומרים לרע טוב ולטוב רע. זה הפסוק מישעיהו. ועליהם נאמר, האויזבים אורכוס יושב הולכת בדרכי החושך. People leave. They're people who are holy and they leave the right path, the path of light, and what do? They go to the darkness. The dark Yahweh. Umahi takonas choyle nefoshes. What is the takona for choyle nefoshes? Says the Rambam, Yelchu eitzel hakachomim. Shehen roifei hanefoshes. You should go to the hakachomim who are roifei hanefoshes v'yiraku chol yom b'deyos shmolamdim ois achi yadzirim uderach hatoyim. V'hamakirim b'deyos harois shelohem v'enam holchim eitzel hakachomim. A person doesn't listen to the Chachamim and he realizes his own day is Reus. The way of the Avilim, the fools. That's the Rambam. The Rambam, the ultimate rational man, the man of logic and science, is telling us something that's somewhat metaphysical. That is Das to the Chachamim. The Chachamim who sit and they're nicer and nicer. And it doesn't make a difference, Rabbi says. They're nicer and nicer in Hilda's Deus, Bechavis Halbavis. People who are nicer themselves to the cloud, who are dealing with the absolute emes of Torah. It's something that's beyond. It's beyond, beyond. And the Torah is about, you know, living a life of Torah is definitive of Hachno. Of bowing to the truth. Of realizing, and the truth is, it's a very difficult thing. It's a very difficult thing. You know that man is so conflicted. Right? We are so conflicted. Because in one hand, right, the Dukoski used to say, I have two papers in my pockets. Everybody knows the story. Right? In one pocket, I have a paper that says, Bishvili Nivrado. The whole world was created for me. Bishvili Nivrado. There's another paper that says, Vanoi Yofa Ba'efen. Not. The trick in life is when to pick out which man. That's the trick. Man was created an independent, individual person, being. And an individual doesn't want to be mekabel something he doesn't know, might not fully understand. A mitzvah like this is really hard. A mitzvah like this is, I think you're wrong. And even if you're wrong, you're right. And even if they're wrong, you're right. That's an unbelievable thing. That's a very heavy concept. And it's difficult to accept. But the truth is, in a way, it's a meaning of Kabbalah Salmat B'Shamayim. In a real way, recognizing the ultimate machmir that to someone who's so beyond, who's godel, and to recognize, you know something, there's someone who's godel in that. There's someone smarter than me. There's someone who has, maybe it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone with that das of emes, that's purer than my das, that's clearer than my das, that's heavy, that's hard. But it's a mix in the Torah. It's a mix in the Torah. Maybe I'll come back to the roots of why it's so, so difficult. And maybe why in our time, it's really so difficult. But I'd like to share with you a couple of little vignettes and stories about where you see and the Chachomim, which is way ahead. And the Chachomim are way ahead. I think I told this story last year at a Pirkei Avos shiur. I titled the shiur, Aseh Lecha Rav, but maybe it would be more appropriate to title it in the sixth parak. It's called the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, which is really Brisus. The Brisa says it straight. Kol ha'oisik b'tayro l'shma zoichu l'dvarim harbe v'lo yoyed al shekol ha'olam kula k'dayu l'ayin k'reya oh v'ayfas ha'makam ayin v'sach b'ri. This person doesn't tayro l'shma. These k'dayim, they let me tayro l'shma yam v'waila, they live and breathe tayro n'k'reya oh v'ayfas ha'makam ayin v'sach b'ri m'samechas ha'makam m'samechas b'ri v'nenen imenu eitza v'sushia v'nenen from them eitzas. Faith, Tushi, knowledge, wisdom. I'll tell you a story.
The story, I think I said the story of the war, I don't know if everybody was there. But the story was told, I heard it on a tape from my great-grandmother. My great-grandmother's name was Reverend Devorah Miriam Quinn. She was a Mamashat Tzadeka, she lived in Dvinsk. She lived next door to the Rogachev Gaon, and the Rav in town was Rav Meir Simcha HaKoyev from Dvinsk, the Arsameh. And the story goes like this. She said this over in Halitzas Yiddis. It was very interesting. And she said over, you want to know how smart it is? So my cousin was asking a question. He says, tell us a little bit of Rav Meir Simcha. He says, Rav Meir Simcha is even as a cloak. Let me tell you a story. There was a grocery store owner, a grocer, who had a grocery at the right off the train station in Vinsk. Okay? And this grocer was a man with seven children. It was a Fruma and Erlich. He lived like all of us. He went to sleep when it got dark after Myriam. He got up 3 o'clock in the morning. He sat and lunch. He went, Kid, the boy is a real Erlich of all of us. He comes to Rav Simcha and he says, Rebbe, I have a big problem. The nun at the monastery across the street from the train station is pregnant. So Rav Simcha was moved. They're accusing me of being the father. So Rav Simcha said, no, and I'm being sued. They're taking me to court for having relations with a Gentile, and I have to pay for the bad everything. Rav Simcha thinks for 10 seconds. He says, it's not a problem. He didn't say they actually helped, it's not a problem. I said, not a problem. So what should I do? What should I do? He says, when the judge turns to you and asks you if you're the father of the baby, of the child, say, yes, I am. And I want the child. It's my child. So this guy looks at me and he says, you're joking. No. Trust me. So it took a lot of Moses Chacham to do this. They come to court. The woman says, this is the father of the child. And the judge says, what sayeth you? And he said, well, it's my child, and I want the child. I don't want to pay for the child, I want the child. There's a hush in the crowd. I mean, the whole Vince was there. And the nun gets up and starts screaming. It's a holy child! It's the priest's child! He can't have the child! They're not going to raise him as a Jew! Clever, but it's looking at it differently. It's seeing beyond. The Satmar Rav was approached by the Prime Minister of Israel to sign a Kol Kayre. Common word these days. What was the Kol Kayre? The Kol Kayre was, I promise you, it had nothing to do with concerts. It was about a church. There was a church that was being sold to the Catholic Church in Jerusalem to be built. It was about a plot of land they were going to build a church on. And the Prime Minister wanted to get all the Rabbanim to sign this Kol Kayre, so that what? So that they shouldn't sell the church, they shouldn't sell all the ground to the church. And the Satmar Rav said, I will not sign this Kol Kayre. And the Prime Minister didn't understand why. Maybe he thought, because Medina, he doesn't want to do with the Medina, he doesn't want to talk to the Prime Minister, he's connected to the Medina, he sat near the flat hat, you know. He came down to this, well, why are you signing it? He said, of course, what's going to happen with that Kol Kayre is that the Prime Minister is going to go to the church, and the Prime Minister is going to say, you see how many people didn't want me to sell you the church? And I'm selling it to you anyway. You see what kind of friend I am with yours? We can't find. I'm just trying to, and that's exactly what happened. I'm trying to paint a picture that sometimes there's a broader perspective that we can't see. Sometimes there's more than the oats. Sometimes there's more than the horse seeing his oats. And we sometimes all we see is oats. I'll tell you another story. Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky lived in Toronto. So if you are in the middle of this, before he moved to Muncie, back to Muncie. And there was a Lubavitcher shliach who Erlich person. And initially what he sent out, a whole thing, I think it was called a concurrent, where he sent out an edict, a thing beseeching all the storerooms that we have to bring Mashiach. You have to close your stores, and you close your stores, you're going to bring Mashiach. Rabbi Yankov sent out an edict. Don't listen. Don't listen. If you're going to keep, if you're closing your stores for this person, don't listen. It had nothing to do with Lubavitch. Okay? You know why? Because Rabbi Yankov said, to be Michal Shabbos is one of them. But to be Koifer and be as Mashiach is a bigger of them. What's going to happen if they close their stores and Mashiach doesn't come? Then what's going to happen? They will close their stores for a week or two, but they'll be kafir b'yis Mashiach. Better they be mechal the Shabbos than kafir b'yis Mashiach. That's a bigger perspective, a broader perspective. Why do we question? Why does it bother us? Why is it so difficult? And I put myself in the same category. Why? I want to tell you that we're in a golus. We're in the golus of Eden. And I want you to know, by the way, before I start, talk about the golus. Generations ago, there was such an amun of shuta nigdanu that is embarrassing to us. And the truth is that it all comes to the end of the Gemara Saita. The Gemara Saita, the Chazal tell us, Koyach ha-chutzpah yelech v'yigdal v'ikvis of the Mashiach ha-chutzpah yask. Chutzpah is going to rear its head. Why is the end of times the time for chutzpah? Rav Dessler says such an amazing thought. Rav Dessler writes that Edom, the Romans, you know, if you know anything about history, which, it's a fizzle there, but if you know anything about history, the Romans, any chok that the Romans had, they stole from whom? The Greeks. There was absolutely no innovation in Rome. Rav Dessler writes that the Roman legions that conquered, and the Gaulus that is Edom, Rome had one thing to offer the people. The pursuit of Gashmius. The pursuit of the physical, the pursuit of the material, the pursuit of taiva, the pursuit of running after my little heart's desire. The pursuit of money, of taiva, of physical desire. Because Rome was really brute force. Right? They were meatheads, dead from the neck up. They didn't have the Chochmah. What they had was Gashmius. And what Gashmius brings, I don't have to read you the words of Rav Dessler, what Gashmius brings is the concept of Koichi Vo'itzim Yadi. It's all me. I'm in control. I make the money. I control it. And I am the master of my own destiny. Koshi v'aitzim yodi. As I said. And he says, if that's chutzpah, that's the ikvus mashiach of chutzpah yaskim. And he says, that's why at the end of time, which is the end of Golas Eder, that redifa afa ha'achra ha'gashma, what it has to do, and the truth is, if you think about it, Rabbi said, When I was a bacher in yeshiva, there were major ideological battles and conflicts in the minds of yeshiva bacher. That's balabakum. I have to go through real ideological battles. I remember my biggest begibe in yeshiva was my biggest. I won't tell you all the biggest. But one of my biggest, you know, sometimes you want to be fast and cool, right? So you have to buck the trend. You have to be different, right? You have to be different. You can't just sit with this notion, learn and say good story. You have to do a little something a little different, right? So what am I going to do different that's also acceptable, right? What am I going to do? YU, Yeshiva University, had 3 weeks running a lecture series on Torah Umada, okay? Everybody knows why you has a philosophy, Torah Mada, Torah with science. I'm not getting into anything about it. All I'm telling you is that for 3 weeks running, I went, two of the weeks was in Stern College, one was actually in YU, and that was my begida. And ideology, I think it was almost the last generation where the, you know, ideology was in the streets. It was people talking about different things. Who are you? Whatever it is, I see today, it's physical. It's almost everywhere. The streets, the ideological battles are not there. It's battles with nationalists. It's battles with more and more. And how I rein myself out for more and more. Is it right? Is it wrong? It's a different world. It's a world that influences us. It's a world that influences us. Not to want to accept. Means it's me. I can't be machinim myself. I can't realize that this type of something was other. I can't realize. I can't accept. The implications on my life are too great to accept. There's someone more chacham than me. That someone who could figure it out better than me. That is chutzpiyas. Doesn't have to be done with chutzpah. But the essence, that's the shayrishit. And it's because we are in this world. And we're influenced by this world. We're influenced by everything the culture has to throw at us. We're influenced by everything the media wants to throw at us. We're influenced by everything. And it distorts our minds. And it distorts our minds in two ways. It distorts our process of thinking. And it doesn't allow us to say, I'd like to tell you that I was sitting at a Shabbat at a Shalom Zachar. Is this time the right time? So I'm not going to fight.
Yeah.
I was sitting at a Shalom Zachar. I think a few of you know that a few years ago, Rabbi Yashiv was in a very, very serious medical situation. His condition was very, very bad. And he needed, I don't know exactly, I was trying to find out, the story hit me as I was walking in. I tried to call the person who told me the story. I tried to get the name of the surgeon. I don't know if it was a vascular surgeon or a cardiovascular surgeon or just a cardiac surgeon. I don't know. Okay? And I don't know his name. But I'll tell you the story. If you remember, they went and they flew this surgeon to Eretz Yisrael to operate on Rabbi Yashiv. And they operated on Rabbi Yashiv and he pushed it. He was a shliach pashut to save Rabbi Yashiv's life. Mind you, Rabbi Yashiv is the pesuk of our dar. And there's no treif of art. I heard this at a chassidim last night. There's no greater treif of art than a person came and said to me, how does Rabbi Yashiv have a right to pass you? I'm shadowless in the world. Medical shadowless. What does he know? He sits in his room all day. He goes from his little golf cart there to go there. He goes from his house to the little golf cart. So first of all, Rabbi Yashiv knows that too. Yeah, he's in his golf cart and he goes to his shul. Secondly, when he has a medical challenge, I happen to know this happens to be an absolute brilliant person that what he forgot, I'll never know. In any scientific name, David Morgenstern, who happens to give him every single, he knows everything about everything. Okay? And he knows how to research. He doesn't have internet connection in his house. Yeah, he's one of the 23% in ratio that doesn't have it. But he knows how to research a question. So that's Talmud Chutzpah. Okay, that's the first thing. But Rabbi Yashiv understands, and Rabbi Yashiv is crazy about that. It's not the racial discussion. I'm not there. No. This man, five rabbonim, went to present him with a plaque for his misuse. By the way, he lost his job, this doctor. This doctor knew that Rabbi Yashiv was the president of, he knew that he was Mamish Rabbah. He left the hospital, and the head of the hospital said, you don't have rishus to leave. He said, I'm going anyway. He lost his job. Okay, it's a good. Anyway, five rabbonim, whoever they may be, went to present him with a plaque. In the third. The driver was Jay Tepper. Everybody knows Jay. Jay told me the story of his son, his grandson, Shalom Zucker. He said, we went in there. And we said to this doctor, do you know what Rabbi Yashiv is to us? You don't understand what you did. First of all, do you know how many hundreds of thousands of people will pray that you should be successful in your surgery? You know what this man is? So he said, and this is a trade for it, maybe not, but he said, there also were 14 Gentiles who were praying for me too, his family. He said, I want to tell you not to tell me what this rabbi was. Out of that, I'm vascular, I was a surgeon for many, many years. I've opened many, many people up. I opened this man up, and I don't know what this means, but this is a Gentile talking. I have never seen a purer inside of a body. I have never seen a purer heart. This man is closer to an angel than a person. That's what I guess. That's who Rabbi Yashiv is. We have to go along. We're horses. We got to know that. And I want to tell you another story. I was at a chasana last night. And I sat down at a table. And there was a Pashita fellow who was in Williamsburg, was sitting at the table with me. This guy happened to be a very simple, working class, lower to middle class person. And he comes over and he says, he starts talking to me. He says, I'm sure that I was so upset. They sat over here because next to the band and next to the table. You know, everybody knows the Rose Castle, like the Rose Castle. The last table you could be at is where the band is and where the steps are. So you either, you know, the noise is too loud, you just go right down the steps. Okay? That's me. That's where this guy happened to have sat myself. I wonder if anyone was here. He says, I was so insulted. They sat me here, but now that they sat me with you, I saw you on the chuppah. I'm so excited. Very happy. Very nice. He says, no. Both of us stood to the band. I looked at the band. I said, it looks like a good band. A little loud. No. It's the band. The band. The concurrent.
Oh, the band.
So I said, who am I to say anything about the band? That band? Shiva, but it's fire. I said, okay, if it doesn't smoke, we'll go from there. What are we going to say? He says, you don't have an opinion? I said, but beyond the name, who am I to have an opinion? He said, well, I have an opinion. I said, okay, I'm ready for this. I'm okay. Thanks for seating me at that, but thanks for the band. I have a son. My oldest son. Yeah, good to Yeshiva Bach. He likes music. Good to Chassidish Yeshiva Bach. And I want you to know, as the mensch, what you bring, I rein a ruach tumma in my house, a ruach from goyishkeit in my house, in my son, and not only did it affect my oldest son, but the mensch is a machet given mein stuch. This is what I'm sitting at the table, and I want you to know I'm the same chutzpah that Reb Dessler was talking about. But I heard something there that opened my eyes. There's a bigger picture than the oats under my nose. There's a bigger picture, and there are a lot bigger people. And we don't have a right. We don't have a chutz. We don't have a right. We have a big chutz. We don't have a right. To missing the third. We should talk deserve to be Mekayan, to be Maimon now, Hakomi, to be Maimon in the Torah, and to realize that the Torah is the Reina Emes, it's the truth. I once had a Rebbe who said, you know something, whether you do the right thing or the wrong thing, the first step is identify. Identify. Is it right or is it wrong? Identify what the act is. We should have a bezeichem, and we should always go on derech, on the derech of Ur. We shouldn't shift to the derech of Choshech. Right.